That's the father of bluegrass music. Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys. Vic, I'd like to introduce okay, I think we'll get them back to do one number in a second. We're gonna make a presentation first. They'll do one more. Yeah, they'll do one more. Hold on a second. I like first you to welcome to the microphone the person who has put it all together this weekend. She has worked 7 years promoting bluegrass music in the Boston area. She's worked about 6 or 7 months trying to put this festival together. They've had several different sites. They've had their share of problems, but she's put it all together somehow and kept it running all weekend long. And I think we all owe a lot to Miss Nancy Talbot, the co-promoter of the Berkshire Mountain Bluegrass Festival.
Thanks. David's going to make me cry. We've had several people coming today, or over the last weekend actually, who have never seen a bluegrass festival before, who had never really didn't know what bluegrass music was, and were asking questions about bluegrass, what it was, what it meant, and what in the world were all these people doing sitting out here in the rain. And I told them, I tried to tell them as much as I could what bluegrass music meant. I tried to explain that it's a passion, a love for a thing which is shared, I guess, by everybody here. And it was inspired by one guy in particular, a gentleman who had the vision and the discipline to stick with it for a long time. The word bluegrass is now getting to be known by people outside of just our particular group. And there's a man here tonight who has just added it to the Webster's Dictionary. He'll tell you about what he's done. Welcome, John Pollard.
Thank you very much, thank you very much. When I'm not trying to play the banjo off of Massachusetts, I spend my time writing Webster's Dictionary, or helping them write it. We came out with a book of 6,000 new words in the English language for about the past 20 years, and we decided it's about time that bluegrass got in the dictionary. Mr. Monroe, I'd like to present you with this copy of this book, this dictionary with bluegrass in it, and thank you for the many years of beautiful music, and a name to call it by is bluegrass. Thank you very much.
I thank you so much. Bluegrass, bluegrass, bluegrass. That's great. 1976, us here playing for you, and me receiving this book, and designing this music for all of you people. Oh, I love it. I love every one of you. Thank you so much.
Would you like to hear one more tune by Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys?
Thank you so much, thank you. All right, now if I just can pick out a song for you, one that you will like. How about let us do Monroe's of Old Kentucky, would you do that? That's easy and it's got some fine banjo picking and good fiddling in it. My Rose of Old Kentucky.